The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1736, Baruch Hashem, dated the 24th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter. In it there is a note, a kvittel. You're asking a blessing for yourself and for your family. Especially, you're asking for a shidduch for your daughter, may she live. When I will be at the gravesite on the tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, I will read it. And for sure, he will arouse great mercy to fulfill your heart's desires for the good. It is superfluous to mention to you, to remind you about the importance to make proper pipelines and vessels, fitting vessels, to draw down and to receive the blessings of the Blessed Hashem. And it's in two parts. Whether it's on influencing others to bring their hearts to bring them close to our Father in Heaven. This is a holy privilege about this upon you. And why? Because you are a gabbai in the Chabad Shul, as you write in your letter. So that's influencing others through your position, but also in the service, in your work with yourself, each one and one according to their own standing, their own situation. You must add and you must go up higher when we talk about holiness. It is known, sages are saying of our sages, all that add is added to them, which includes two things. That first of all, that there is added, if you do more, you get more reward in what you desire and what you need. So first of all, if you add more, you get more from Hashem as a reward. But also, you also add to Him in the desire to add in Torah and Mitzvahs. That if you add more, then you create a greater desire for doing more mitzvahs, as the ruling of our sages of blessed memory. Mitzvah gereret mitzvah. One mitzvah drags another mitzvah. I am also attaching hereby the write-up that has been published for the days of Geula and Segula, the redemption and auspicious days of Yud Beis with Gimel Tammuz that have passed. For sure you look into it. In truth, all year is the time, and even though Yud Beis Tammuz has passed, it's always the time to teach a chapter in the service of Hashem, not to be impacted from the obscurity and the blockages from all the challenges. There should be additional light in all the four cubits with blessing. So basically, again, the Rebbe says, you want a shidduch for your daughter, you need to make the vehicles and the pipeline by doing more to bring other people close to Yiddishkeit and by increasing your own commitment to Yiddishkeit. I see that in all these letters, the Rebbe passes along that write-up from Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, and the Rebbe always points out that even though it was for that specific occasion, but yet it's applicable all year round to tell us that when you have challenges, don't let it bring you down, but you can overcome it, and then you will have additional light in all of your environment.